The Kerry plan calls for spending $30 million a year over the next 10 years to prevent the spread of the highly addictive drug often called crank. The rural meth labs that make it depend on anhydrous ammonia, often stolen from farms, and large quantities of ephedrine, found in over-the-counter cold medication tablets. Senator Edwards says the Kerry proposal includes legislation to limit sales of the tablets to two packages per customer.
We're going to make it harder to get the cold medicine in bulk, and we're going to help farmers to get forms of ammonia that are less useful in making the meth. We're also going to beef up the programs to support sheriff and police and fighting meth instead of cutting those programs.
Edwards says the Bush administration's budget would cut more than $16 million in law enforcement funding that targets meth lab hotspots across the country. A spokesperson for the Bush-Cheney campaign was not available for comment. In Wisconsin last year, the number of labs found making meth jumped from 84 to 112, almost all of them in rural western counties. St. Croix County Sheriff Dennis Hillstead says meth is behind a growing number of crimes his deputies have to face.
Methamphetamine right now is the primary driving force behind most of the burglaries that we see. Probably 50% of the domestics that we handle. A fair number of the child neglect or abuse cases that we are seeing right now.
Sheriff Hillstead says he'd like to see more federal funds available for drug abuse education and treatment. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.